As the curator of the show, the Magnolia Room was a very interesting space, and in some ways, it was one space that told two stories. On one hand, the Magnolia Room was a wonderful tea room that was warm and cozy, and you had all these great recipes that are quite famous, the chicken salad with the frozen fruit and the coconut cake that we joke had 800 calories. We don't want to tell that to anybody, but the cheese straws, all the wonderful things that you would remember from a Southern tea room.
And women at the time, it was not seen as proper for a woman to go to a restaurant without a male escort, but to a tea room, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. That to sit by yourself in a restaurant in the 1940s would have been kind of unusual. But in a tea room, no problem. This was, a very gendered space. So people have very fond memories, and as you look at the case around the Magnolia Room, you're going to see menus with prices, and as we lean over to look at one of them, don't we wish today that the special harvest sale shoppers luncheon would be 90 cents, that we could eat for 90 cents?
I'm
not sure.
The
whole lunch. But as you also look at the Magnolia Room, you'll probably notice something else, that in the 40s, they dressed the waitresses, almost all African-American women, they dressed them in sort of Mammy or Aunt Jemima costumes, which today, of course, we would never do. But back then, it was seen as a normal part of daily life. So it's going to tell you that this space is not only gendered, but it's also a raced space. And that's where the second story comes in. As the sit-in movement in 1960 started at Greensboro in North Carolina, rippled across the South, Atlanta students, led by Lonnie King, who was at Morehouse College, agreed that they were going to embrace the sit-in movement and really encourage Atlanta businesses to finally desegregate.
Professor named Dr. E.B. Williams, he used to talk about the domino theory. I thought about that, and I applied it to merchants downtown Atlanta. I said, wait a minute. Richard's department store is the largest department store south of New York. Atlanta at that time was 38% Negro. The margin of profit for department stores was 8 to 10%. So when you look at it, when you put those two figures together, you begin to realize that if you can get a substantial part of the 38% to impact on 8 to 10% profit, you will bring somebody to the negotiating table. You follow me? And so that's why we chose Richards. Richards was a big kahuna. And if you bring down Richards, the rest of them will fall in line.
So they started to target the store and the Magnolia Room and the Bridge Cafe and ultimately are arrested. And Dr. King and Lonnie and many others are put in jail and they refuse bail. So a whole series of complicated events ensue, but how embarrassing for the city of Atlanta and for Riches to make national and international news about the first jailing of Dr. King. And ultimately, Dick Rich was faced with a real quandary. As a Jew, as someone who understood discrimination, looking at Jim Crow was certainly something that he would have had very mixed feelings about. But of course, he was also a Southerner, right, and had to run a business where most of his customers were white. So it was a big debate, and ultimately, not only Dick Rich, but other Atlanta leaders and merchants work together and agree to desegregate when the public school system desegregates in the fall and August of 1961. When Dr. King, years later, is assassinated, Riches closed its doors for his funeral services. Now think about an event that has happened in Atlanta or the nation that would require stores to close. That should tell you how much changed in this period.
It's a complicated story. How do we come to terms with that roller coaster?
John, absolutely right. You've touched on exactly that it is complicated, but it also tells you what made Atlanta different from Birmingham or Montgomery, is that the business leaders understood, however they personally felt about Jim Crow, they came to the conclusion it was bad for business.